I received a letter telling about the deer hunting expedition, and I'm glad y'all got to go, and I'll really look forward to next year when I can go along with you, but I don't want there to be too much camping out. I think I've had about all the sleeping bag I'm going to want when I leave here. But I really look forward to going, and I'm going to make it where I can, no doubt about it, next year when I get home, so we can go out hunting with Grandpa and everything like we used to do. I was glad, Grandpa, I'm glad that you had a great trip to Arkansas. I received a letter from Andy Bill right after you got back. I also received your letter, and I appreciated it very much. I've been writing your letter, and I'll change it, and I started over, but I want you to know that I really appreciated it, and I love hearing from you. And I know you read my letters that I send to the folks, and they're just as much to you as anybody. And I'm glad that you're feeling well and doing well. I want you to know that I'm all right. I'm as best can be expected. I'm in good health. I've lost a little weight. I've lost about 20 pounds. But it's better for this area because of the heat. And I really wanted to lose it, and I tried to lose some of it and did. But I feel great. I've got a little case of the bronchitis and itchy throat right now. But I've had it for a couple of weeks, and it's clearing up. So I'm feeling good, and all's well. And I've learned many experiences over here and seen many things. And I don't know if you can say it's worth it or not. I really don't think it is. I'd rather be home. But all we can look at it is for the good. And so we'll just look forward to next year when I'll be home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we'll be able to go deer hunting together and everything, and bird hunting. Dad, you was checking on the cars for me. I appreciate that very much. I don't know what I'm going to do yet on the cars. It's just more something to play around with. If I can save enough money on getting one over here, I will get one. But I'll decide that. I've got plenty of time. I haven't had time to be in the rear area long enough. The only time I've been there is for courier runs, which is very short. But being in the rear area for long enough to price cars. So I'll check on them later. I forgot where I was. I was interrupted, but the cars is something more or less to play around with, and then I'll see about it later. A buddy of mine that came over with us from Fort Dix is up here for a few days on some business, so we was glad to see him. He comes up about once a month and stays for a couple of days. So we get to see a lot of the guys that we were good friends of back in the world when they come up and when we go down to visit. I was trying to think of anything I could tell you, all that you'd want to hear. I am doing all right. I know you want to hear that, and I'm glad to hear y'all are doing fine. What kind of car did y'all try out? You never said. You just said that you tried out a car, and I've been wondering what kind it was. And so write and tell me about this. I receive letters from Jill regularly, and I enjoy them very much. I answer her, but I'm sometimes a little slow. So. But I do enjoy getting her letters, and letters from Uncle Pete and Aunt Bobby and Aunt Joe and Uncle Marvin. I receive letters from them quite often and really appreciate it. As for Christmas, I don't want y'all to worry about getting me anything, as I said in letters, and Mother had written back an answer to it. Radio, no, because if I want a radio, I can get one over here very cheap. I have really no use for one, as there are several in the area, plus there's a couple of record players here, so really I have no use for a radio at this time. I do wish I had brought my Instamatic with me, because I can protect it very well, but I think Sherry's is taking good pictures. Let me know if the pictures aren't coming out clear and bright, and I'll see if I can correct this. Some of them have been taken in the shades and in the late evening, because this is when I had the most opportune time to take pictures, so let me know about this. The people over here I might mention a little about. I haven't had that much contact with them until we came to Pook Bend. And here they are, some of them that do work on post. And Jess knows as much or a lot more about them than I do. They are Oriental people, and they have an Oriental mind, and they are very different than we are. But they are friendly people, and they're easy to converse with. Most of them speak English, French, and Vietnamese. So they can talk to you pretty well. They're a lot like the people back home from Mexico that work up in our area. They can speak more English than they'll let you know they can. But you let them know they have to speak it, and then they can come out with it. They work in the PX, and they pull KPs, and some of the details around here on the camp. The ground action over here is pretty strong right now. There's quite a bit going on in the field, but this is expected with the peace talks being at the point that they are, because both sides have to show that they're still in the war. But there's really nothing great big coming off. There's no Tet Offensive coming or anything of this sort. I hate to hear that Randy is going to the service. It's no way to waste your time, because that's what I feel it just about is. But I think he will be much better off in the Navy if he wants to stay the extra time, because he will have a good place to sleep and good meals to eat at all times. And so I wish him luck when he goes off. This was a big artillery gun that just fired. And I wish him luck as he goes off on his tour of duty, and hope everything turns out for the best. I received a letter from Jeff Clevenger. I don't know if y'all had heard me talk to him or not. I went to visit him when I was in New Jersey. He was in Boston. But he had to go to the, he was about to get drafted and join the Navy, and he is now in Washington, D.C., working in the Pentagon in the data processing. So he's very fortunate, and he's glad that he did what he did. Give my regards to everyone and wish all a Merry Christmas. I've got Christmas cards I'm sending out. This is why I asked for the addresses that I did in one of my letters. But give my regards to the Harmons and send their address. I don't believe I asked for it. And Fletchers and Lyndon and Sherry. I'm very glad that Lyndon didn't have to go to the Army. And I hope he can find him some land to farm very soon. I'm still undecided as to exactly what I'll do when I get back. But right now, that's the least of my worries. I'll worry about that when I get back. And right now, I want to get out of here. But I'm planning on going on R&R in January to Australia. It may be February before I can go. It just depends on how the allocations come down. But I'm looking forward to it very much. And I plan on looking at some land and stuff and things over there, and just seeing what it's like, because a lot of people back in the States probably want to know, and I want to know. And I hope to get out and visit a few ranches while in the country. I don't know what the chances will be for this. I will be there a week. This was another artillery gun. I will be there for a week, and so possibly I can get out and do some looking around at some livestock. And I have met no other boys here that were agriculture majors in college or anything of this sort, but I found some boys from Texas. And there's when I was in New Jersey, this was rare. Most of them were from the East. But here, there's several boys from New Mexico and Texas, Oklahoma and Arkansas. And so we have a lot in common, and it's more like being with guys from home. The fellows I work with are very great. We had some bad ones. We still got a couple of them. We've lost 7 guys in the last month due to transfers, and some were requested transfers so we could get them out of the office. But the staff sergeant that is in charge of the section on the enlisted level is a great man. We're very good friends, and we enjoy working with him very much. And the guys I work with, one of them has a master's in business, one of them is a graduate of Princeton, and we have a pretty high-level office as far as educational goes. Our officer that is in charge of us at this time is a first lieutenant, and he is definitely lacking in everything you could lack to be an officer or be anything intelligent. But we really don't depend on him for anything except his signatures. He don't bother us, and we don't bother him, and everything runs smooth. But we did have a captain when we were at Camp Evans, and he was from Arkansas. He was really a great guy. I guess he's one of the best officers that I've met in the Adjutant General branch since I've been in the Army. He was a great guy to work with. He had been a school teacher and came back in the Army as an officer, and he plans on retiring. I don't think he's too sharp there, but he was a good guy. He took care of us, and we had some trouble on promotions. As we are separated from the company we are assigned to, they tend to kind of mess around with us sometimes when it comes to promotion time. But Captain Wilson stood up for us, and we had our orders post-dated to where we were promoted at the 1st of October. And we never received him until November, but he was the kind of man that would take care of you and stand up for you all the way to the general. And also, he was a very good friend of the general's, so that helped a lot. But when we came to this area, he went to Anke, and became in, he was in, put in charge of the records branch there. I've started taping this over right here. It had some messed up places in it, so I don't know for sure what I've even covered. Sherry, I hope that all is going well for you at school, and I know you really enjoy student teaching. I think that should be about over about now. Am I correct there? And I know you're really enjoying school, and I wished I was there and to see all the kids. I wished I could have been at homecoming, but I've wished it a lot of times since I've been over here. But I'm glad y'all was able to go and enjoyed it very much. There's some more artillery going out now. I've written Chris and Mary Lynn a letter, but I haven't received an answer. I hope to hear soon from them. I'm sure they're doing all right. Did y'all have a chance to see them when you was in Abilene? And also, was Shelby there? Did you get a chance to see him? I hear he's married now. Now, that's kind of hard to believe, but I know he's happy, and I'm really happy for him. I haven't seen many of the guys from back at the States that were from Clovis over here. I haven't seen any of them, but you had written about Tommy Colvin, and so I checked on him. I didn't get to see him personally. I did a favor for him, but I didn't get to see him, and he don't even know I did it. But I did find him on some rosters and some reports that come through my desk, come across my desk, and I was able to help him out a little bit there. But I think word was sent to him that someone from his hometown was here, but he was getting ready to come home. And I actually didn't know him when I was going to school in Clovis, but the name did sound familiar, and I had heard about him. Was Dennis Watson with the Cav when he was over here? You had written that he knew about Tommy, and I was wondering if he was over here with the Cav. You had never said. If he was, I'd like to know, and in case anything was messed up in his records, well, I can help him check it out. I can help him out. Maybe he stuttered there. It looks like the tape is about over, and I want to, again, wish y'all that you had a happy Thanksgiving, and we had one, and say hello to everyone for me, and everyone take care of themselves. And Mother, I don't want you to be falling around and spreading your ankles and stuff anymore. And I'm glad Dad got a new pickup. And like I said he was going to send me some pictures, so I look forward to getting that. And I wished I was home to break it in for him, but I mean, he's kind of glad I'm not. And Jess, I'm glad you're still not over here, and I wished I wasn't. And it won't be long, and I'll be home. We'll both be free. And I look forward to coming.